Part 2. Reading Passage. Agatha Christie is probably the best-known mystery writer in history. Her books have sold over 1 billion copies in English and another 1 billion in over 100 foreign languages. Only Shakespeare and the Bible have outsold her books. Agatha was born in Torquay, Devon, England, in 1890. Educated by her parents, she started writing as a child, inspired by the wonderful stories her mother and older sister wrote. In 1914, she married Colonel Archibald Christie, an aviator in the Royal Flying Corps. Together, they had one child, Rosalind. During World War I, she worked as an assistant in a pharmacy, where she first learned about poisons. Her first submitted manuscript, The Mysterious Affair at Stiles, was rejected at least 6 times by publishers before it was finally published in 1920. This book introduced the world to Hercule Poirot, one of the most famous names in all of detective fiction. Agatha killed off Poirot 55 years later in Curtin, 1975, shortly before she herself died. It was as if she had seen her own end coming. After the publication of the best-selling The Murder of Roger Ackroyd in 1926, her husband abandoned her and ran off with another woman. Christie responded to this by disappearing. A nationwide hunt ensued until she was finally discovered at a resort hotel. For the rest of her life, she never spoke of this. She disappeared once again a year before her death in 1976. Agatha's real life contains mysteries as deep as those she created in her fiction. In 1930, Christie married Max Mallowan, a young archaeologist. She lived with him for many years in the Middle East and accompanied him on his archaeological digs. In 1971, she received the Order of Dame Commander of the British Empire, her country's highest honor. Ingenious plots, exotic settings, and an assortment of fascinating characters all combine to make her the most celebrated mystery writer of her time. The stories may take place on a train or ship, among the ruins of Luxor, in Istanbul, or in a small English village. The romantic locales in which she placed her stories both appeal to her readers' dreams of travel and make her novels attractive subjects for translation into films. Her novels transport us to different times and places. Years after her death, her popularity is undiminished. Through the books themselves and TV, movie and theatrical adaptations, she remains one of the most beloved figures in the history of 20th century entertainment.